Welcome to Cartoonist Kayfabe. My name's Ed Piskor.
I'm Jim Rugg.
Savage Dragon number one of the regular monthly series, Jim, is going to be the subject of today's video. But what do you got up front?
Patreon.com/Jim Rugg. One of the things you get there, downloads of out-of-print zines and comic books that I have made. This is a risograph. First time I ever touched a risograph machine. One day with access to a risograph, I made this. So high-res scans of this along with the original art are part of the zine PDF that's available for that one. But lots of art process, as you can expect if you're a fan of mine, more of the same. So patreon.com/Jim Rugg.
Kayfabers, it's official. Red Room Issue 1 coming out from Fantagraphics in May. Banned in 5 countries as we speak, just from the stuff I've been posting online. So get it if you can. Link available in the description below this video. I also have the Patreon, patreon.com/EdPiskor. It has some high-res scans from the comics. Issue 1 and 2 are up there as of this recording. Put up new strips every Tuesday. $3 gets the archive. But make sure you carry weight in Red Room Issue 1. Pre-order that stuff. Get your store to grab that thing. You don't want to miss out like you missed out on Walking Dead number 1 once the movie comes out. You're going to be kicking yourself in the behind.
You're lucky that Dragon left the police force before he had to start tracking down the Red Rooms.
That's goddamn right, man. But there would certainly be a lot of carnography if you... Hey, Eric, man. Once I get this thing popular enough, a little crossover.
So, Ed, I have lots to say about this. At one point, this was my favorite comic book. I went into Image the least... I was looking forward to any book with Savage Dragon. After the first round of books came out, my favorite comic was Savage Dragon. So, you know, there was a miniseries that preceded this, then, I don't know, 6 months maybe, a gap before this came out. This was my most anticipated comic the day it came out, and I loved it. But you said you read this before you read the miniseries.
I did. You know, I'm a little late to the game, you know.
Did it make sense? Were you into it? Were you like, who is this? Is this the hero?
Well, I saw, like, I knew the character. I saw the comics, like, at school, believe it or not. Like, kids had this stuff. I thought that the Finn Mohawk is just the coolest thing ever. That totally sold me on it. But I totally dug the comic, and it was one of my favorite monthly comics to read. You know, starting with this one, I love the violence. I love the insanity. And upon this reread, just seeing kind of like how Larson kind of lays his stuff out, leaves a little bit of room for the future. You know, he's got like a lot of little dangling threads that he teases us with. It's super dope. Now, the crazy thing for me was, you know, reading this, you know, his royalties and shit came back from that miniseries, and he says it does real well. So, you know, he got the Steve Olive color, he got the Ruben Rude color. So this is the color that I saw the first time. When I then went to the flea market, scooped up that first miniseries, I'm like, this color's weak. This color's trash on top of, because, like, I saw the good stuff.
Yeah, right.
You know, Ruben Rude is sick. Steve Olive is sick. I don't know Jean Mika very much. Probably somebody who worked under Olive because, you know, very famously, he lived in that very small town and kind of like every computer-colored comic like went through this town of like 300 people. You know,
right.
He had a staff. If I had to guess, like when you see the color hold stuff like that, like I feel like this looks like Steve Olive, but when I see this color hold stuff where there's no line, Ruben Rude does that a lot. So I don't know who colored this cover, man.
Yeah, interesting.
But that's a staple of Ruben Rude for sure.
We haven't mentioned it yet, but what you see a hint of on that cover is the Fu Manchu mustache.
Yeah, you
which
do.
Which was the addition, you know, the dragon character change from miniseries to this.
Really uncool.
Oh, man, I was on board.
For the Fu Manchu?
Yeah, yeah, I thought it looked like... it just pushed him further into this dark place because he's so dark in this first issue. You know, you mentioned the violence. It is his girlfriend has been killed in his apartment, shot in the head when somebody came there to kill him. That's what precedes this issue.
Right.
So he is in a dark place of drinking and violence. You know, he's sent after the most violent super criminals in Chicago, a town that's overrun by super criminals. And so... it's a dark life that he's living when you open this issue.
The Shrew is our mouse character right here.
Oh, man.
Great fight scenes. And Larson, he knows what he wants in a comic. And he wants a lot of cool fights.
Nice. You know, you mentioned all the colorists. Really nice use of color here where you're getting blue on that left-hand page and the oranges on the right-hand page
good
to
spread.
Really pop. It's great. Looks good.
Really good spread, man.
And that's the results of fighting the Shrew as your Sin City bandaged face that everybody had to do. I love that part, too. I think Dragon looks... If you could make him look cooler than the Fu Manchu and the fin and blood coming out of his head, a bunch of those Marv bandages.
This is what I mean about Eric Larson, like, structuring his comics. Like, we have this, like, single page of Frank giving us some backstory, some stuff we needed to catch up to speed for this issue, but then also adding future storytelling possibilities with some of the people he got mixed up with.
Yeah, it's a summary from the miniseries.
Right.
Larson's a really good comic book maker.
Yes.
I think better than any of the other Image guys. And you know, I don't just mean in drawing or something, but overall.
Like, yeah.
Put the summary. There's some backstory between these characters. Let's sum this up. It's issue one. It's a lot of people's first... It's Ed's first exposure to Savage Dragon. Here's what you need to know about Frank and Dragon. So he does that well, you know, and like the subplots that you mentioned, he does a lot of the comic book making part very well.
So the Image United book, or Image Illustrated, we did that video, I called it like the Rosetta Stone of Image Comics.
Yeah.
Like I actually got that before I got Savage Dragon. And this panel was super tiny in there. And I knew the idea, like even looking at it on the screen, I see it. I knew that the idea was that the town's overrun by like weird, goofy monsters. And I thought this was like a worm. Or something.
Right, yeah.
Like, I was like, what is that thing? It's just a snake guy.
I love this panel, this sequence of Dragon, figure out a way to make Dragon breathe fire.
Yeah.
And Larson would kind of joke about it in interviews and stuff, but you know, people would ask, like, you have this character Dragon, does he breathe fire? Yeah, he can. Throwing a fireball. That's some wrestling shit right there.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Like, you just know that with the amount of copies that were sold in a deluge, it's, you know, it's the emails that we get at the kayfabe and stuff when it's like 500 of the same email.
And by the way, you have hit rock bottom when you're sitting at the bar and you're drinking from your flask because the bartender can't keep up with you.
Little chaser. And not only that, man, but you got this guy with some Zubaz or whatever.
Yeah. No shirt, no problem.
Sets things off, man. And then the classic thing when you have like the dive bar is you have the little bartender. This is a Sin City piece as well. Like, oh, I just paid for a new window. And then when you read old Mike Hammers and junk, like there's a little bar guy who's like, Mike, not the windows, Another little dangling thread we're going to introduce that, you know, if you read the miniseries, it was played around with in there as well. Mighty Man, knife to death.
Yeah, we're seeing Mighty Man sightings, even though we learned that he had been killed.
Going to continue this thread a little bit, man. We still don't know what is in that basement, but we know it's not a good thing.
I always had trouble with Larson trees.
Sure.
I loved him and I loved Dragon, but that was always a piece where I was just like, man, I can't square that.
I love it too, because he's like, I want to draw dudes fighting.
Yeah.
You're not going to see cars in my comics. I'm not going to go out and do a plein air watercolor painting to try to figure out how to make trees. This is what you get. Because I want to draw the dude that just murder-suicided his wife because, you know, his bad genes created this, like, little mutant they keep in the basement. That's Steve Olive color, no doubt.
Yeah, there's a lot of modeling on that for early digital color.
Yeah.
And that's his friend on the force, Alex. And for people watching this, if you're not familiar with early Dragon storylines, we had just covered Dragon, Blood and Guts. That takes place before this issue, but after the miniseries, and Alex, a prominent character in that miniseries where you see their friendship, and she's kind of trying to help him through this dark time.
Goes, visits the girlfriend, and guess what? Mom's there. That's always a convenient thing that happens in pop culture, comics, yeah. Movies, TV shows, or otherwise, when you go, like...
Turn the screws. You're feeling bad enough. Let's see if we can make you feel worse with mom mourning and blaming you.
Yeah, and you could have gone there any time of day. There was going to be somebody there, man.
Yeah, there's your Sin City shot.
Absolutely. You know, Frank never did a clothesline, though. That's really effective.
It's good stuff, man. He's going down this alley, and this is setting up for round two with the Shrew. Shrew got away the first time. Dragon's a good cop.
Yeah, he's going to need a couple extra tools, man, to take care of the Shrew.
Shame on you.
He's going to need a couple extra tools. Is it about to happen?
Yes, it is.
When I turn the page, is it going to happen,
the
Jimmy?
The greatest moment of my comic book reading life up to age 14.
Should I turn the page, Jimmy?
Let's see it.
Two chainsaws, baby.
What can make Dragon better? He's using chainsaws to fight crime.
this is where, you know, Eric is dope, but a little continuity person to, like, pull his coat and sell us on some gimmicks. Because, like, he's mashing this dude up with a chainsaw, but then he's always going to be fine. Like, you never see anything cool.
It is true. For as violent as this stuff gets, you don't see Mole with, you know, hockey mask covering his face in future appearances or something.
Right.
An iron jaw replacing that.
How awesome is that?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I mean, look, like I said, you mentioned violence describing this book. I loved this as a reader, you know, as a kid reading this stuff, because you did not see this in The Hulk
Never.
Or Larson's Spider-Man. Cool comics, but this was like, what am I looking at?
You see what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, that's cool, but what? What? Nada?
Yeah. Everybody has a healing factor, right?
The speed, like the inking here is great. Because the contours go with the where you would imagine the speed lines would go.
I think it's another really nice spread. If I were going to criticize it, like maybe do some of these speed lines, like alternate them. You know, you have speed lines on panel one here. How about 3 and 5 to just further? You know, it's I don't like the same color here at the bottom.
Right.
But good looking spread, and I think the speed lines, even in the inking of the figure, it really does. It's pretty consistent and dynamic.
Looks like a. John Workman influenced set of
don't think that's an accident. You know, we've talked about Eric Larson, and you see a lot of Walt Simonson's work in there, and John Workman, a frequent Walt Simonson collaborator.
I marveled at this before because it never occurred to me to spatter ink. You know, this might be my first ink splatters I've ever seen, and I remember thinking, like, was that an airbrush? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, I was, you know, getting into Bill Sienkiewicz at this point, into Simon Bisley at this point, and so when I start seeing ink splatters, I don't know about ink splatters on Eric Larson's work before this issue.
I see.
You know, that was something that was a little bit new to the vocabulary and fit that dark, gritty, you know, where Dragon is. That ink splatter works pretty good.
Is this a Christmas comic, green or red?
Put that on the Christmas card next year, Eric.
Let's add some more to the mixture, man. The Shrew is done. We're done with that. But this is a monthly comic, Jimmy.
Not only that, this is a very successful comic, so maybe we need to spin off a few more.
Yes, sir.
Let's introduce some new characters.
See, I don't think that's so cool.
It doesn't look good there. That's the worst version of the Fu Manchu. It's better when it's kind of just the dark, thick part of the growth that's going on. Not great. The glasses don't help either.
I don't trust anybody with the circle John Lennon glasses, man.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Dragon went that route.
Yeah.
Larson could do killer two-page spreads.
Absolutely. I would say that this is a Steve Olive too, man. Like, that's another thing. Like, this might be the first time, like, I saw this kind of computer coloring, and I would just stare at that face and just be like, how do you do that? Is this the future of comics?
You know, like, we don't... Historically, it's easy to forget that, like, Marvel Comics was still doing their very... 64 colors on newsprint.
Yeah, dots.
Was what I was buying.
Yeah.
You know, to contrast this. This stuff was like... What has happened?
Yeah, the physical object, try as they may in the 80s when they would say Baxter paper, blah, blah, blah. One thing you never would see on the ads for these Image comics was glossy paper, computer color, 10 million colors. It's just like, put it out there and let you deal with it. And everything else felt obsolete after that.
Some of the shadowing, like the shadow on that leg, the shadow on Ricochet's leg, it's so natural. And it's something that you just wouldn't really see unless it was a painted comic before this.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, like, which is like the little pieces right there. And it's like, you know, sometimes the colorists, they work with what they can, but it really seems to match up well there. And once again, it's Eric Larson. He wants to draw the slap, so I love the background, which is these kind of like kind of quick lines and stuff.
And it reads. That's all you need.
Yeah.
This is cartooning, man. There's shorthand all over the place.
See, and then this would be, like, not Steve Olive, you know?
It does look different now that you pointed out.
Yeah.
Very dynamic, though. I love this kind of stuff. You know, like, he's so good at doing whatever character's there, make them look cool in the panel.
It's such a... Ricochet is such a funny character, because it's like, she just hits into people and can bounce off. She's like a pinball. Boom. That's an Eric Larson punch if I've ever seen it, man. You got the little figure back there. You got the big foreground figure.
That's a hoss fight.
And then this image. Good veins.
Yeah, dig it.
Good rubble.
Good composition. You want to show off. This is what I wanted, too, out of superhero comics, were these like, badass, pin-up-like shots of these characters that looked cool. good use of that on a page that has three panels, but you still get that cool looking depiction of the characters.
And the girl's just like, listen, man, we were just trying to find a place to stay. Like, look at us, man. We can't, they're not going to hire us at the Piggly Wiggly. You know, like, I don't have a dollar to my name, but I have this weird outfit.
But I love Rocketeer.
Yeah, right? I don't think that's cool either, by the way.
Those glasses really hurt.
They do. It's awful. I do like her perfect, like, white circle. That's Mignola face.
How well does the word balloon placement fit in that composition? It's amazing. It's like a glove.
Right. And we're going to increase the Eric Larson line of books with a couple, man. Vanguard, he's going to bring Gary Carlson into the mixture. Gary hooked him up with his first gigs.
I was going to say, man, that's a nice payback.
Yeah, Vanguard is a character that has existed in the past. We'll go through this issue one time, man, because we've been into looking at the early works of the cartoonists we dig.
Yeah, very cool.
This is your early Savage Dragon.
Yeah, as I would learn about this stuff, it just totally fed my love of Eric Larson, this idea that, like, he's had these characters, he's been working them, using them whenever he can. I loved all of that. You know, and it would come out in his letters pages and interviews and things like that, and it really fed it. One note on this letters page. This is the announcement of create your character that will fight Savage Dragon.
Yes.
Yes! Is there a cooler contest for a fan of a comic like this?
I was denied. We did our shoot interview with Eric Larson, and, you know, we made good. We forgave him for not choosing our guy. I still remember my dude. It was like a Megaton Man villain. I think I called him a Rat Man, probably because of the rat dude here, but it was a robot. Jeff Matsuda.
You're just going to skip Project Megaforce? Metaforce?
Ain't that funny? I know, you can't even read it. You can't even read it.
Imagine that's incredible, man.
Yeah,
how do you pull that ad? Like, the exposure for an ad like that.
Eric Larson is hooking somebody up.
I'll say.
Absolutely. And you could just tell, man. I'm sure this is some West Coast cats. We're going to have toys, and they're going to be so successful, we'll have vehicles.
That vehicle's such a piece of shit.
I know, man. And it's just trying to be like Battle Beasts.
Yeah, of course. What placement, though, man? I did not remember that ad.
Yeah. Kind of want to look for that comic, too, right?
A little bit.
See if it ever came out. Yeah, I kind of want to see it, too.
Jeez, launching a comic book in 1993 with an ad like that, man, you might have been able to sell six figures.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
And here we see a couple of those characters, Ricochet and Barbaric, I don't want to spoil anything. Mighty Man, though, a part of it. We said, you know, sightings are starting to pop up with him. So
did this character show up in the miniseries? I think you get a glimpse, or is it going to come later in this?
She's the basement character.
She's the basement character. Yeah.
So I don't know if we've seen her in the miniseries. It's possible. You know, Larson would reshuffle this stuff because, like, he released a Dragon miniseries that was five issues that reprinted the miniseries, but also had some other stuff in it, and he added some pages.
Yeah.
So it's
same
possible,
with the trade.
You know, it's right, trade. He would kind of massage things a little bit here and there. So it's hard for me to remember exactly where things pop up, but. Freak Force, one of his spinoff books that he kind of builds these first several issues of the ongoing Dragon series. He builds this team up and then spins them off.
Yeah. Smart conceit. Smart idea, man.
It's fun, man. It's fun seeing him take all of these characters from his childhood, from his life, and really get a chance to, like, make a universe.
Absolutely, man. Fun to look at. Fun to revisit. We did Spawn not too long ago. Let's do Savage Dragon.
Love it.
Ready to go?
Yes.
K favors, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the bell. We'll notify you when new vids are available. What you got, Jim?
Patreon.com/Jim Rugg. You can find some of my out-of-print zines, mini comics, original art process, things of that nature at patreon.com/Jim Rugg.
Red Room issue 1 is available for pre-order. It's going to come out in May. It's going to be monthly. Every issue self-contained. A complete story in each one. 64 pages. First issue. Buy 2 copies.
Buy 10 copies.
Patreon.com/Ed Piskor. $3 get you the archive to all the Red Room strips that I've put out so far. Every Tuesday, new ones show up. What do you got?
Subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter at the links below this video. You can find Cartoonist Kayfabe merchandise and t-shirts at the links below this video.
Give them one more set of marching orders, Jimmy. We're going to be on our way.
Read more comics.